League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance here with you. And you know that music. You know what it means. The head coach of the Fighting Aggies that you can hear right here on ESPN 97.5 on Thursday night with us here every Tuesday at 7:15. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors that Jimbo Fisher will be with us 7:15 every Tuesday morning. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. How are y'all doing?
Man, we are great. Not as good. Now, there's reports out, and I didn't see any confirmation from you, but the report is that Kellen Mond is starting. Can you confirm or deny?
Yeah, we'll play both guys. One of them's got to start. We can't play both of them at the same time. So one of them will start. Kellen will probably start, but both guys will definitely play.
What did you see from him that made you pick Kellen?
Well, I just think he showed great consistency throughout camp. He's very consistent with his reads, his decision-making, his advancement of the team. And it was, like I said, neither guy did poorly. I feel very comfortable with both guys, I think. And I think he runs well. He does some good things with his legs. But at the same time, I thought Nick had a great camp, especially the last probably week and a half where I thought Nick really started dialing in big, big time. So, feel very comfortable with both guys. But I think Kellen did an excellent job as far as consistency, making plays down the field, short, just running the offense.
Coach, a lot's going to be made about Coach Sumlin's offense versus your offensive styles and philosophies being different. How ready is your roster and how they perform to fit from maybe being recruited to one type of offense versus playing in what you like to do?
That'll be interesting. We'll find out on Thursday night. But, I think we are. I mean, we need some more bodies at certain positions and some things, But, our offensive line, we have a big physical offensive line. Those guys have gotten much better, more physical in camp. And, committing to run the football with different runs and variations, I think, is that, they're growing in that regard. And I think our tight ends, tight ends, fullbacks, things of that nature are. But also the blocking of your wideouts. I mean, you don't run the stands. People, think about the other guys. But those guys, the physicality at that position, once the ball gets to the perimeter or the different section which you have. So, I mean, we'll be fine. I just need some more depth in different positions.
Yeah, you really haven't been a guy that has needed an athletic core, a guy who will run like Kellen can run. How about adding that dimension?
Well, it makes a difference. I mean, it does. I've always believed the arm talent is the first thing that a quarterback must have in decision-making and accuracy and leadership. But if you have athleticism, that's great. And he definitely does that, and that's an added dimension that you can add some little tweaks and turns to your offense that can maybe feature that and put some pressure on some folks.
Coach, I don't know if this is by design. A friend of mine, Bucky Brooks, who's over at NFL Network, used to be an NFL scout, always talks about having a basketball team at wide receiver where you have different types of types of wide receivers. And when I was scouting your wide receivers over the years, I've noticed there's kind of some of those elements where different guys, there's different body types, there's different styles of wide receiver. I don't know, is that by design at all, or how do you approach the wide receiver position and what you want to do? Because I know you do have some big boys over there.
I definitely do. I mean, size matters now because of, if you get to your bunch formations and things, and the advantage of getting vertical down the field, I mean, guys can cover you, but you got to try to play over top of them. You're not running away from people because there's so many athletes out there today. But also, you have to have the diversity inside. I mean, you have to have size guys that can run the double moves, that can run all your whips and for instance, like New England does with Amendola and all those little guys that play inside. I mean, it could be your speed sweep guys or your bubble guys or your quick screen guys, because the game has changed so much to a perimeter game that, you got to have your point guard, but then you got to have your 6'10", you got to have your 6'7" guy that can do everything. He can, he can cover the big guys or play the small guys. I mean, it is a diversity game, and the game, as it gets more in space, it gets more to matchups. So how you can match people up and do things makes a big difference in that position.
Well, I guess, and similarly, your DBs that you recruit, if other teams have the same philosophy you do, then your DBs have to be more diverse.
There's no doubt. I mean, you have to have length now because, I mean, little quick guys, you have to have them. Because, I mean, you get those big guys on those little guys in the slot, and that becomes a problem. But then when they put – if you get little corners and you get outside and you get a 6'3 wide out, you can guard them, but you can't stop them. They play the verticality. They play over top of them, and the catch radius makes such a big difference in how they have to play. So I think you have to be very, very diverse in how you do it. And then at DB, the other thing is the physicality of tackling. At the end of the day, a lot of when you're in so much nickel and dime, you're playing in linebacker positions, and you know people are going to exploit that if they can and with running the football at them. So there's got to be some physicality in those guys too.
Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5. Going to join us every Tuesday morning, 7:15. You can listen to the Aggies right here on your station for the Aggies, ESPN 97.5. We had Cullen Gillespie on, Coach, and he is something, that guy. How about a guy that you moved over to a fullback, and he'd never played offense in his life? What made you think that he could get this job done?
Well, I watched his skill set. The guy can run. He can run and change direction. I mean run. I mean, not just quick, but he can run. And then he was messing around there one day and had ball, you know, started catching the football. And just the way his body movement, the way he avoided on special teams. I mean, you know, he had a ball in his hand and wondered what he would look like. And then all of a sudden I saw him throw a football a long ways. And then I saw him catch the football. Very, very, very natural hand and skill set. So I said, you know, and we need fullback. He's 240 pounds. And so we moved him over there. And he has gradually just grown into that. And I think he's going to be a good player. I mean, he still makes some little quirks and things that just from never playing the position before, but all of a sudden you give him the football, you give it to him in the flat, you let him block up inside as an extra guy. He's done a really nice job of that, and I think can really, really help us that position.
You think, how about this guy too? He walks on, he's the 12th man, does all of those things and everything else, and everybody proud of him and all those things. Does he have a chance to play on Sundays?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
Does he have a chance to play on Sundays?
You know something? I joked with him. I said, listen, son, as great as special team guys you are, and for the lack of fullbacks that are out there, if you will commit yourself to being a great offensive football player, I think you do. Because those body types are just hard to find. And this guy has ball skills, plays all special teams. And when he gets the football, he can run the football. And he can possibly, you know, you can use him as a big back guy. Because you're talking about getting down to, you know, your fourth and fifth guys, a lot of that has a big special teams emphasis on it. And then you got a 240-pound guy that can run the football. I think he's got a shot at it. I really do.
He's got, and Travion said the same thing about him. He goes, that dude can run. He goes, no, I mean straight run. And he told us he was a 4.6 40 guy. So if you have a guy who can get down the field like that on special teams, if he has dog mentality, if he can block, and we'll find out how, you know, the instincts work, because that's something new for him, and he can catch it. I mean, and he's got the size. Those are all the elements. Mm-hmm. That's what Freddie Stevenson had, similar size. I don't know. He might have been a little smaller. I don't know. I think he was in
Freddie
the 230s.
They're probably the same size. Maybe had a bigger features. And Freddie ran really well, but Cullen probably runs better than Freddie did.
Mm-hmm. Coach, what you looking for, with the thing that you want to see most out of your team on Thursday night?
I want to see a play with consistency. Be able to go out and execute the game plan. Be able to know your assignment. Play within the context of how you have to play. And drives and not be selfish, have, you know, silly penalties, and play with a great toughness and energy level and take care of the football. I mean, all the fundamental things. I mean, I'm not, you know, the big things will happen. We have to play tough. We have to play fundamental. We have to line up, get up to the huddle, not have delay games, substitution issues, you know, things that guys that sometimes the frantic of a game, the newness of a game can cause you the anxiety and things that can cause. And I want us to play football the way it's supposed to be played and with great toughness and effort in how we play.
This is one of those scary games, too, because I know everybody in College Station can't wait for Clemson to get there. But this is, you know, you definitely got to make sure that the team isn't looking past this one.
No, I agree. Now, hopefully we're not. I think the first game, hopefully, we put a lot of emphasis on it, did it up there, and we won't. But like I say, you never know. We just want us to play well.
Jimbo Fisher, right here, every Tuesday morning, 7:15 on ESPN 97.5. We'll let you get to work. We appreciate you joining us, and have a good time on Thursday night, Coach.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right. Have a great day. Jimbo Fisher, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.